Welcome to another episode of Your Career Cure. This is Gail Tolstoy-Miller, and I'm so excited today. I have an amazing tip that everyone should be doing. It doesn't matter what level you're at. It doesn't matter what industry. It applies to everyone, and it is beneficial to anyone that is working. This is something that I learned recruiting for pharmaceutical sales reps. This is customary in their industry, and they did this, and I don't see anyone else doing this outside of sales reps. I would say 98% of people are not doing this, and they should be doing this for promotions, for raises, and especially for interviewing for another company. And this is something called a brag book. So a brag book, this is something, as I said before, pharmaceutical sales reps did. They would come into the interview and they would have this binder. And the binder is filled with all of their awards, because they're really big on awards. Their sales rankings, they all have the sales rankings. Their commission checks. Now, this is not something I would say that you should include as far as compensation. Their performance reviews, their any kind of emails or accolades, anything that is positive, that tells a story about how great they are, would go into their brag book. And I think this is something that you should do. Because when you go on an interview, I hate to say this, but you know, talk is sometimes kind of cheap, right? Anyone could go in and say, I could do this, I could do that. Okay, where's the proof? Where's the proof? But when you come in with this brag book, it's like social proof. It validates you in a sense. And there's something psychological about seeing email after email about how great you are from your colleagues and your manager, and maybe from executives. So I think it could only help you. Now, you may be saying to yourself, I've never received an award. This is not going to work for me. You don't have to have received an award to create a great brag book. I am sure you have received emails from people thanking you for doing a great job on a project, or thank you for going out of your way. You were great, you know, a big help. Thank you for saving me time. Thank you for covering for me. Thank you for doing a great job with that client or customer. You know, it could be anything. And what happens is when you start making copies of these and you put it in this brag book, it does tell a story about who you are. It all adds up. All these little things add up. It tells a big story about you. And, you know, as I said before, no one is doing this. So if you go in to an interview and you do this, oh, wow, I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to knock the socks off of any recruiter and hiring manager, without a doubt. Now, you may say to yourself, okay, maybe I'll do this once a month or twice a year. I say absolutely not. You've got to do it the minute you get something, boom, goes right in your brag book. You know why? Because if you've been listening to me, you know my philosophy. And what do I say? No job is permanent. So at any given time, I know how great you are and you think you're indispensable, but at any given time, your company could downsize. Your position could be eliminated. They could be acquired. You could lose your job at any given time. And if you don't do this on a regular basis, as it happens, then you will not be able to get access to that information and you will be shit out of luck. So I am telling you that you've got to keep up with this. You've got to be vigilant. And I can't stress it enough. I feel so strongly about this, that it's such an amazing thing to do. I mean, imagine if you want to get a raise, right? You know, a lot of times managers forget all the great things that you've done. And sometimes you have to remind them, oh, well, here's my portfolio. You're not going to call it a brag book, okay? But this is what we call it in the industry. we call it, you could call it your portfolio. Here it is. Here's a reminder. Remember, I did this. Here it is. And you can walk through it with them. And then you're giving them reminders and they see it. Again, there's something about the visual aspect of seeing all your accomplishments in one place. It's very important. Same thing for promotion. If you're going for a promotion internally, that manager may not know all of your accomplishments. Oh, here it is. So it's something that is just so, so important. And it's something that you really need to get in the habit of doing. Because again, and I'm going to say it for the last time, you will stand out, no one is doing it, and it validates you. And it tells a story about who you are. So that is my tip for today. That is my Your Career Cure. And don't forget, happy career, happy life.